وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Salamun alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to our program For Humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity, and one of the best ways to know about Islamic values about humanity is by studying lifestyle and life stories of the great personalities of Islam, the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his pure progeny. So a very good book in this regard is a book titled A 250-Year-Old Person. This book is a compilation of the sermons and lectures delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Martyred Sayyid Ali Husseini al-Khamenei. May God bless his soul. So we were in chapter 9th of this book, chapter pertaining to Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. And in this chapter, we're talking about how the author understands the position and the location of the institution of imama in different historical periods. He says that in order to understand a biography of a person, there are two ways. Some people, they just put some scattered events in the life of a person and say, okay, he started life from this time and then he did this and that happened then. This does not give you a correct understanding of the role of these events. The best way to understand a biography of a person, a personality, is to understand the greater direction in the totality of his life, and later and or then you understand and interpret those small events that took place in his time. So we talked about this greater direction. And according to the author, this direction is nothing different than the direction of Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the previous imams. That is the establishment of a government, actualization, realization of the true Islam in all levels of life. But then there are differences or different obstacles at different times. So you have to change the strategy, you have to change the tactics. So Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was living in a very complicated time after Ashura, the apparent defeat of the camp of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And we need to understand a little bit that context. So then we can understand and we can comprehend those encounters that he had with different people. So in order to understand the general situation or general sociopolitical context of his time, the author says that we should consider certain things. One of them is the event of Karbala, the most important thing. And this was something out of the mind of people. Like even it has been documented in some of the narrations, like for example, Lady Zainab salamullah alayha says, "Ma tawahhamtu ya shaqiqa fuadi." Some of the scenes that took place during Ashura and after Ashura, no one could have imagined that these things are going to take place after the Prophet of Islam, his grandson being killed and slaughtered in this way, being martyred in this way, and disrespected the family of the Prophet. So even the people who knew that there will be some difficulties, okay, even because in the school of Ahlul Bayt and among the Ahlul Bayt themselves, this anticipation existed. Even the Prophet, there are narrations that the Prophet towards the end of his life, he would start like crying and shedding tears. And then people from the Ahlul Bayt would ask him, okay, what makes you sad? And he would say that, I am upset because I know what is going to happen to you after you. And this can have some political analysis, why this anticipation was there, because of the animosity of those people against whom Imam Ali had carried out the tasks that he had during the battles of Islam. So this anticipation was there. Even with the people who had this anticipation, they would not expect it to go this far. Okay, this is very important. We're going to have a break and come back to continue the discussion.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hussein, and you're listening to your program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We're talking about how the event of Ashura was very unexpected and unimaginable, even among those people who could anticipate something bad to happen, but they would not anticipate something this nasty to take place. And this actually left an impression among everyone across the Muslim lands, that the news reached everyone, and this thing that they did with the family of the Prophet, the grandson of the Prophet, they took the head of Imam Hussein in cities. So the level of intimidation, the level of despair, the level of even some people might have like doubts about what's going on. This religion was supposed to change the behavior of the era of Jahiliyyah, but now you're seeing the ruling class, the Banu Umayyah, are actually carrying out whatever that they were accustomed to during the Jahiliyyah time. So this terror is one factor among Muslim community at large, and especially among the followers of Ahlul Bayt, those remaining followers of Ahlul Bayt. So, yeah, you had some compensation for it in the campaign of Mukhtar, in the campaign of Tawabin, especially in Kufa and those regions. But at the end of the day, the trauma remained in people about this. In addition to this political situation, you have a cultural regress, a cultural backwardness, in the sense that all those values that Islam had established in terms of the chastity, in terms of not being attached to dunya, in terms of other things, it had started to be forgotten from the time of the third caliph, and now it has been maximized by the lifestyle of some people who the rest of Muslim community would regard these as tabi'un, as the followers of the companions of the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, the scholars. But they had luxurious lives, they had some sort of competition in the glitz of glamours of this material life. So this also added to the complicated nature of the situation during the time of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. And also some of these people who were scholars, and some of them even, they spent some time acquiring some or listening to some of the ahadith from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, like Ibn Shahab Zuhri. He spent some time learning from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. And then, he goes on to somehow be at the service of the court, the political system, because of different reasons, like the prestige, because of the, I don't know, the material gain or whatever. And then Imam alayhi salam writes to him a letter and warning him about what he actually is doing, justifying the injustice by his participation in it. So there are a group of these guys, like a people who were like knowledgeable, and who had a little bit of respect or even greater respect in my people, and then they sold their position, their social respect in favor of the caliphate system. So that also added to the complicated nature of the situation. There are also other points that we should consider during the time of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. We're going to do that inshallah in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
It's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. Oh God, please don't deprive me of bliss for life eternal.